Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Well, good morning out there, folks. Just look down at my calendar. I got a little calendar here on my computer. It's the 27th of June. Where did June go? You know, they say, somebody told me that the older you get, the faster time goes. Now, we know theoretically that may be, but we know that time is time and it doesn't really accelerate. I don't want to get in that argument because there's probably a debate as well. We know that. Remember when you were a little kid and you're in second, third grade and you had summer break and summer break away from school and summer break seemed like it lasted forever, right? June and July and all, it went on forever. And then you went back to school and they did the same thing over and over. But it seems like the older you get, the shorter June gets and the shorter July gets, and it all rolls together. And you get talking to somebody about something that happened. You say, when was that marriage thing? When did they legalize marriage? Was that 2 years ago? And we get to know it's 4 years ago. You say, 4 years ago? How can that have been 4 years ago? Well, here's the easiest way to explain it. When you are a little kid, when you are, let's say you're 10 years old, and the year is divided into four quarters, four seasons, right? And so when you're 10 years old, you the summer months, June, July, and August, is 1/40th of your life, okay? So it does seem a little bit longer. When you become 50 years old and you figure four seasons, that's 4 times 50, that's 200. So June, July, and August becomes 1/200th of your life. And so that period of time is actually going faster and is shorter. And I look down and say, where has this gone, man? Welcome. Glad you joined us here this morning. That little tidbit, I don't know what that's worth. We got a real unusual situation here at Coach Dave Live, and I really need your help for us to be able to pull this off. As I told you yesterday, at 7:20 today, we are going to go live with Keith Hansen on the Keith Hansen Show, broadcast out of New Hampshire, which goes all up and down that right coast, or whatever that coast is over there, Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Connecticut and Maine. Jared, see if you can pull up there real quick. Just I don't know if we can. I'm trying to help you here understand something, folks. What we're going to try to do here. And I'm going to see, there it is, the Keith Hansen Show. And Jared, if we can turn on some audio right now, I don't know if we can do this. I want you to listen. Keith is live right now and probably not. It's probably right in the middle of the news. But he came in at 6 o'clock today. Go ahead, Jared.
Expected in Mitchell v. Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah, that's the news. We'll try to check here in a minute. At 7:20 today, we, the Q, the huddle, we're going to go live on this radio station. Folks, this is unbelievable, great cross-pollinization that Keith's given this opportunity. We're going to probably talk about Chappaqua and probably some other things, but I know he's specifically interested in Chappaqua. And just so that you know, he's a Hagman guy. Doug and Joe Hagman have him on regularly, and Keith contacted me the other day, said, Coach, can we do a little cross-pollinization? How about if I come on your podcast and we do a simulcast together? So I'm going to tell you this, Keith Hansen is reaching a larger audience than I'm reaching. So this is a real, real boon for us. And we're going to try to, you know, it's going to be his show at 7:20. We're going to go live on his show. And he's going to ask the questions and he's going to do an interview type thing. But I may call in and say, Victor, what do you think about that? And you get a chance to go up in there. And somewhere on this website, I was looking at it the other day, it doesn't matter now, it shows you the listening area of his audience. Folks, this is huge, huge. So, so we're doing a show right now for the first 15 minutes, and then we're going to go live with Keith from 7:20 to 7:40, and then we're going to come out of that, and then we got 20 more minutes to do another show. So, in essence, we're doing three different shows here this morning. So, I just pray y'all bear with me and that we pull this thing off together. No, I didn't watch any of that debate. I'm not going to talk about any of that debate. I couldn't care less about anybody, any of those lefties. I couldn't care less. And no, Victor, I'm not going to talk about that. I do want to talk about Mike. He's not able to be on here because he's traveling, but his marriage day, mine, with God's Way, was pretty successful yesterday. I was able to watch some of the clips that Mike put up, and Larry Richardson showed up there, and of course, Peter LaBarba put on an event outside of the Supreme Court. And to stop and think that it's been 4 years since the destruction of marriage. And I promise you, I'm not going to get bogged down today again on the whole gay agenda. But boy, what a beast that is, man. What a beast that whole homosexual pride gay agenda is. And you know, someone had mentioned yesterday on the show, and I didn't get a chance to go to it, that a POW flag was pulled down, a prisoner of war flag was pulled down, and a gay pride flag was erected. Now, here's what we have to ask ourselves, folks. Are we ever going to begin to push back against some of this stuff? I mean, I know that we are, but are we ever really going to push back against it? I don't know. Here's what I want to do real quickly, Jared. I got a pro-life ad that's in the stuff I gave you today. Oh, hang on a minute. Man, I had a great interview last night on the Hagmann Report. I can't do Facebook. I'm banned on Facebook, so I didn't get a chance to. Yeah, you can get that ready there a second, Jared. I didn't get a chance to let everybody know, but if you can, if I would suggest that you go back and watch the first hour of the Hagmann Report. Actually, I came in about 20 minutes after the hour and did a really great expose on Chappaqua and what we're trying to do there, and how people can make phone calls and all that kind of stuff. And that was a really, really good segment. And I want to, again, continue to thank Doug Hagmann, that he stands behind us 100% on trying to get the word out. Folks, we are going to go to Chappaqua. Now, I understand that for some of you, hang on. Nobody said this would be easy. If you're looking for easy stuff, then tune in to Joel Osteen or somebody like this. We play hardball here, man. We get down and dirty. This is a grind. This is tough. And Jesus said to us that we were to count the cost. He said specifically that no man gets halfway through the job and realizes it's more than he's willing to pay. Jesus told us to count the cost. Now, I've counted the cost, and Matt's counted the cost, and Mark Trump's counted the cost. And we are going forward with this effort, this event, no matter if it's just the three of us. I heard from Kevin Bushy today. He's coming down with a van load of 5 to 7 guys. And from what I understand, they're working on a second van. It doesn't matter. We are going to continue, as we read yesterday in Matthew 7, I think, was it 17? I can't remember exactly where it was. That the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And we're convinced that we are over the target with Hillary Clinton, and we're going to continue to hammer this whole issue. Now, the question for you is, have you made your phone calls? Have you called those 11 congressmen we have there? If you don't do that, if you don't play your part, then as somebody said to me, Coach, you're always about theatrics. You're always about, you're just always wanting to get the highlights. Hey, dude, get in your car and go do what I did. Go do it. Get in your car and drive and confront Barack Obama. Let you get some of that glory. Let you get some of those theatrics. Some of that attention that people say we crave. Folks, we're in a stinking war. And I'm going to tell you that the techniques that we have used up to this point in our war have not worked. They have not worked. Can somebody say amen? We tried to fight abortion. We maybe gradually now we're getting somewhere. We try to fight homosex. We try to fight marriage. We try to fight transgenders in our bathrooms, transgenders reading to kids in libraries. We are not winning. And the reason we pull this stuff off and the reason we don't care about it is we say, well, coach, we win in the end. We win. God's in control. We win in the end. Makes you want to gag. And so we're going forward with it. We're going to Chappaqua. We hope you can come, but if you can't come, that's okay. If you could donate, that would be nice too. But if you can't donate, can you make some stinking phone calls for us? Can you quit criticizing? Can you jump on board and can you go? Because we're going to go to Chappaqua, and then we're going to go back to Chappaqua, and then we're going to go back to someplace else. We're going to keep doing it because I have counted the cost. Personally, I've counted the cost, and I know I'm going for it through the end. I got my brothers here. He was on here yesterday. Thank God Joe was on, did a great job yesterday. He's got three of his grandsons are here. And his three grandsons, all of them under the age of eight, I believe, maybe under the age of eight, they're here playing with my grandkids. And I sit right here and I look and I see the future. I see it. Who's fighting for these little guys? Who's fighting for these little guys? What kind of country are we leaving to? Are you willing to bank on the rapture and not do anything to try to create a future for these little guys? I had a guy tell me one time ago when I was fighting with the ACLU back in 1997, the guy told me, says, listen, Dave, if you shoot the king, you better kill him. There's an old adage about that, right? You don't just injure the king. If you're going after the king, you better kill him. And we've counted that cost, and we're moving forward, and we're going to try to get somebody to bring Hillary Clinton down. Not because it's Hillary Clinton, but because of what it is that she represents. We need some equal justice in America. Last night, Amen, Serge. Hey, listen, I'm going forward, man. I'm going with it. Is it a pain in the butt? Do you think I'm going to drive to Chappaqua again? You sit there and watch the show. Some of you won't even make a phone call. Do you think I want to load up a car and drive to Chappaqua again? No. Sometimes you got to do things that you don't want to do. There's the equal justice. Jared's got that up there on the screen. Call. Would you please do that? Would you please make some calls for us? I know this. People say, oh, coach, you're not going to get anywhere with that. Well, I said, no, I'm not going to because people won't do anything. They won't do anything. Can you imagine if every church across America began to make phone calls? Can you imagine what would happen? We won't do that. No, we're not going to do that. What might cost us something? It may be critical of us. Anyway, I'm not woe is me-ing, okay? I ain't woe is me-ing. We're going forward. I'm excited about the chance to do it. We'll see what the Lord called me to do. We're going to finish that task. And yes, we're going to go back again. Hey, Matt, did you want to say anything about that here? We've got about 8 minutes before we go to Keith Hansen. I'm trying to do a program and stall a little bit for time. Matt, you got anything to add to that?
Well, we're just going to take it to task, Coach. And, you know, it's like you said, it may not be easy. It may not seem like we're getting anywhere. However, I believe, and you know as well as I do, that we are getting somewhere because there is noise, there is pushback coming out of the Department of Justice. And people can go, well, Matt, how would you know that? How do you know that? You're just a guy in New Hampshire. Yeah, no kidding. Right? Well, let me just say that there is pushback coming out of the DOJ that they are upset that the people are going out and demanding equal justice, right? And they don't want to do that because they're a part of it. Coach, the only thing I can say is if people make the calls and show up, we are going to force them to do their job. I'm getting sick of Hillary. I want handcuffs on her so we can go to the next target.
Amen, brother.
We can't leave Hillary until she's in handcuffs.
Amen, Matt.
Amen, Matt.
I don't know how long it's going to take, but you know something? The Lord could do it like that, brother. The Lord could do it like that, and I'm just obedient to what it is that he's called us to do.
Amen.
You can help. Again, if you're going to come, just email us at equaljusticetour.com. Say, I'm going to be there, Coach. And maybe how many are coming so we can figure about food and all that kind of stuff. And hey, listen, I understand. I ask you guys to come to Chappaqua, then I ask you to come to Ohio, and then I ask you to Chappaqua. I get it. I understand.
Hey, Coach, one other thing that we and I keep on forgetting about this too, is the petition. We still have the petition up on the website that we need signatures for, and we need to continue to hammer about the petition as well as the phone calls, because all of that stuff and showing up in Chappaqua, this is what is going to make the difference. This is what's going to force the issue to move forward so that we get the equal justice that we're demanding.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, we got about 4 minutes. We're going to jump in here with Keith Hansen on the Keith Hansen Radio Show out of New Hampshire. We're going to go live, so bear with us a second to do that. Jared, if you could, real quickly, go ahead and pull up a one-minute ad that ran on the debate last night. I didn't watch the debate. I couldn't care less. I'd rather pull my fingernails out and sit there and watch those idiots up there. So I didn't watch it at all. But I did see this powerful ad that ran during the debate. I don't know if I had a chance to see this. I think it was very effective, very well done. Go ahead, Jared. It's only a minute.
America has consensus.
Consensus.
8 in 10 Americans agree.
Abortion should have real legal limits.
Real legal limits.
Even 6 out of 10 pro-choice Americans agree that abortion should happen only during the first 3 months of pregnancy.
At most.
At most. That's consensus.
That's consensus.
But it's not the law. Why?
Why?
Pro-choice politicians.
Politicians.
Many of them want abortion legal, right up until birth.
Right up until birth. Only about 1 out of 10 Americans support this extreme position.
And these pro-choice politicians listen to them, not us.
Not us.
Not us. Now they want us to pay for abortion. Our tax dollars. Almost 2/3 of us say no.
No way.
It's time for this extremism to end.
It's time for our voices to be heard.
It's time for politicians to stop working for the pro-abortion lobby and join the national consensus.
A message from March for Life Action.
Wow, that's powerful, folks. That's powerful. See, how come we never hear our side call the other side extreme? Hey, dudes, the devil's extreme, baby. The devil and his agenda is extreme. And it's time we started calling that stuff out. I got so much stuff I want to share with you today. I want to, my brother Joe and I had a discussion yesterday on Revelation 18. I can't wait to get to that. I want to do that today as well. I can't wait. I got so many things. Hey, I got a question for you. I want you to ponder this as we wait to go with Keith Hansen here this morning. Who is God? I mean, really, who is God? Do we really understand God and the nature of God? And we use that name so cavalierly. We get up and we pray and we throw a prayer up here and there, and we get ourselves caught in sinful situations, not thinking that he sees everything that's gone on and it's all being recorded, and act as if it's really no big deal to him. And he's just some guy just happy and full of grace, and yet he's the most powerful. Who's God? I'd like to talk about that this morning if we get a chance to. So we're getting ready to come up. We're going to hit a point here, folks, when Keith Hansen is going to join us. And Jared's going to give us a countdown. And we're going to have to be quiet for about 10 or 15 seconds. When Keith will come in, then Keith will make his introduction. And we're going to be doing we're going to stream. We're going to stream live on Keith. So it'll be a simulcast. So I just pray that you all help us out here. And we'll try to do our thing the best we can. Anybody? Somebody save me here. Anybody got anything, Dad?
Well, Dave, I was just going to remind you about the Patreon that may or may not be working. So, folks, yeah. If you're going on there and you're donating on Patreon, it may or may not be getting in.
Yes.
So what I ask you to do is, if you're on Patreon, either cancel that and just go directly to the website and do your donations in there, please.
Thanks, Chad. That is true, because I don't think I've had any Patreon donations, and not from you guys. I don't know if something's happened with our Patreon. I don't understand how that stuff works, right, folks? I don't get it. But I don't think we're getting regular donations from Patreon. So just check your credit card. If you're doing it that way, just see if those donations you made have gone through. Thanks, Chad. I forgot all about that. So I feel like I'm stalling because I am 7:19, 39, 40 on my screen. And Keith is probably already streaming us. I believe he's already in, but we're not on the air yet. And then we're going to get a good introduction, and we're going to go after it in simulcast up in the socialist states, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Maybe even up in the main.
How's this, Coach? I'll tell you, like the King just put in Patreon, may not be on our side. It did shut down Chris Tonto's site. Okay. Thanks, guys.
So check that out, folks. Check out your – see if your donation's on Patreon. We got about 10 seconds here, and then I'm going to shut up, and Keith's going to go live. So here we go. We're okay, man. We're okay here. Hang in there with us, folks. Okay, I'll keep talking here just because they say one of the deadliest things ever in broadcasting is dead air. So we certainly don't want any dead air here. And again, we're going to be streaming live with Keith Hansen on the Keith Hansen Show out of New Hampshire. And
hey, Coach, you know, you just said something about the socialist states up here. Right. And I moved here when I was 19 years old, and or actually 18. I'm over 50 now, and 30 years I've been up here, and I've watched it decline and decay. And the reality is that you're correct. Even New Hampshire is turning into a ditto of Massachusetts. Yes, and it hurts. It hurts, Coach, because it was a great state. Hey, Coach, you know, you just said something about the socialist based up.
Coach Dave, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How are you doing this morning?
All right. There we go. I forgot to take. I forgot to mute. To unmute the line there. So I was talking to you, and I guess you didn't hear the introduction. But in any event, there you are, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer from Pass the Salt Ministries. And just on the introduction, talking about the group that and it was a pretty good sized group as well too that descended on Chappaqua, demanding a little bit of justice for Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Equal justice under the law. We're worried about. That's all that we're about. And you don't have to be, it doesn't matter which side of the political spectrum that you're on. You would have to admit, if you're on, that there are at least two systems or sets of justice in America. Whether some for the rich, we all know that the rich get better treatment than the poor. We know, we've heard accusations that the whites get treated better than the blacks. So everybody knows that there's an unequal justice system in America. Well, we here at Coach Dave Live, and we think that the equal justice system, Keith, is the government people against the rest of us. And one of the main targets that we've targeted is Hillary Clinton. We know, Keith, without any doubt at all, that James Comey, back in 2016, listed at least five felonies that Hillary Clinton committed. And at the end of rattling off those five felonies, James Comey said that, what, there's not a reasonable prosecutor in America that would prosecute her. I said, bull hockey. I know some prosecutors that would prosecute her. So we think that in order for us to have any type of system of justice in America, the powerful people, Keith, should be held to a higher standard. They shouldn't get off just because they're powerful. So that's where our Equal Justice Tour developed from. And I've been to Hillary Clinton's Chappaqua house twice now, and we're going to go back a third time here on July 6th. I don't hear you, Keith. What's that? Well, yeah, I think I heard him mute me when I started talking. I think that's what he did. He probably forgot to unmute it. All right, folks, we'll get this figured out. We'll get this figured out. Bear with us there. Yeah, that's right, Chris. Keep praying, folks. Pray for a good solid connection with us. This is
Jero Heaven Jiffy. He's a professional. He's the best.
I mean, you think about it, folks, this is the first big media like this that we've ever received, and he wants, you know, a lot of people up in that area that we could drive that way, drive to our event, get them to make phone calls, do all that stuff. So this is good. Sorry for the glitch. If it's on our end, if it's on Keith's end, we'll get it straightened out here.
So, Coach, Keith's range of his broadcast goes deep into Vermont, covers all of New Hampshire, and it also does the kind of like the eastern part of Maine, and it also reaches down into Massachusetts.
Awesome,
so
man.
It's a very large, he's got a very large reach, and his audience is continuing to grow. And he's also starting to compete with RKO.
Okay, we're in the belly of the beast. Okay, we're coming up.
Carpet Mill, Mechanic Street, Lebanon, or CarpetMillUSA.com.
More than just carpet, Carpet Mill for beautiful floors.
7:26 on WNTK and WUVR's First Look. All right, a little bit of a tech glitch there, but I think we've got Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer back. Hopefully we do. Coach Dave, are you there with us?
Yeah, it's Keith, and we sure do appreciate the chance to be on here with you and let people know what we're doing. As I said, declaring equal justice for everybody, Keith. We want one system of justice, not a system of justice for the powerful, and another system of justice for those of us who can't afford good attorneys. And we know that our high crimes and misdemeanors, Keith, in our Constitution doesn't have anything to do with the severity of the crime, but rather the position of the person who commits the crime. And Hillary Clinton is guilty of high crimes because she was Secretary of State. And we believe that we want some equal justice for her, Keith.
You know, I was just about to say before we had the little tech glitch there that this will be the fourth year that I'm participating in the Federation for American Immigration Reforms Radio Row. That takes place in Washington, D.C. each and every year. And not last year, but the previous year, after one of my morning shows had ended, I was walking around D.C. and I was standing in front of the Supreme Court building, and I was looking up at that inscription above those columns, and it says "Equal Justice Under Law." And I remember thinking to myself, you know, what a beautiful concept that is, and what an amazing thing it is to live in a country that at least puts that concept forward. But how far have we really strayed from that in the actual practice and application of that concept? And it does seem like there certainly is a double standard. You know, that if you're the average person, you have the full weight of the criminal justice system that's thrown at you. But if you are one of the political elites that has the opportunity to conduct backdoor dealings and payoffs and everything else like that, certainly, and this is something that I think the Clintons are fluent in, that particular concept doesn't necessarily apply to people like that. And that causes people to lose faith in our system. And I think that's a big tragedy.
Well, that's what we're all about, Keith. Here's the truth. Everybody listening out there, I don't care which side of the political spectrum you're on. If Donald Trump is guilty, then prosecute him. But if Hillary Clinton is guilty, prosecute her. Keith, you know, and I know, that if the FBI came to your house and they wanted some information and you bleach-bitted it, you wiped it clean, you destroyed the evidence, there wouldn't be a Keith Hansen show next week. We know that you would be someplace else, right, brother? So if that system of justice applies to you, then why does it not apply to Hillary Clinton? Hey, Keith, if people would go to equaljusticetour.com, equaljusticetour.com, they will see some of the things that we're doing and the information that we have on our website and including on Facebook, Equal Justice Tour, all the charges. Keith, we've just taken information that the other researchers have come up with that are out there in the news that the mainstream media is hiding, just charge after charge after charge after charge of things that Hillary Clinton has done. And it's not that we hate Hillary Clinton, but it's time that we, the people, stood up and said, listen, dude, you're not going to get away with it anymore. If I fall under that system of justice, you fall under it as well. And we all just want equal justice for all.
Well, that was interesting. I don't know if you happened to catch the Democrat debate last night, but certainly the cast of characters that was up on stage, Julian Castro and Robert Francis O'Rourke as well, too. You know, a lot of these people are advocating for the abolition of, first of all, of immigration laws in this country. It's kind of interesting. Julian Castro comes out and says, well, we want to decriminalize the act of illegal immigration. And I'm like, okay, well, if it's illegal immigration, then you really shouldn't be decriminalizing it, but I digress. So it's the Democrat Party, and I think this is really perfect. The figurehead of the Democrat Party, being Hillary Rodham Clinton, I think is really perfect. It paints a perfect picture because the Democrat Party wants to, and I don't call them the Democratic Party. They're the Democrats. There's nothing democratic about them. They're statist, pure and simple. But the point being is they want to make criminals into citizens. They want to turn around and say, oh, if you're violating federal immigration law, that's okay. Come on in. And one of the things I've caught a little bit of flack for, Dave, in the past, but I will double down on this statement. 100% of undocumented immigrants are criminals because each and every one of them has violated federal immigration law. And if people are here as under the auspices of asylum, and then they choose not to go to court once they've been, dumped into the fabric of America. Well, you're a criminal as well too, because you're in violation of your safe haven admission into this country. 100% of these people are criminals because they've broken the law to be here and stay here.
Well, Keith, that comes back to the whole idea of equal justice for all. Remember, Lady Liberty is blindfolded, right? She's blindfolded because we're all supposed to be treated the same. And I get in the debate back and forth, and I hate to use Christian values, Keith, but that's at the heart of what we're doing. And people say, you know, Coach, we got to let these immigrants in because, you know, they're all God's children, yada, 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 yada. Keith, they are first and foremost lawbreakers, brother. And until we enforce the law equally across the board, we're going to be in a mess. The Lord hates injustice. I come from a Christian perspective. It's not a hatred for Hillary Clinton. It's injustice, Keith. We can no longer have two, as I said, a system where there's unequal weights and measures. The Lord hates that as well. And so while we're going back to Chappaqua on July 6th, folks, we would love for some of you to come. And you can find all that information at equaljusticetour.com. I went there, Keith, by myself about a month ago or so. 2 months ago, we took a group of us to Chappaqua for the 4th of July parade, and we drove through the town with things written on our car, indict Hillary, equal justice for all. And then we went to the parade, and we actually filed in at the end of the parade and carried our signs, equal justice, indict Hillary Clinton. Keith, it's not about Hillary Clinton, but it is about Hillary Clinton. And we're asking all the people up there who are crazy like us and are sick of what's going on in America, we the people have to stand up. Listen, folks, it isn't Republican and Democrat. It isn't conservative and liberal. It isn't old against the young. It isn't the black against the white. It is one standard of justice for everyone. Until we get to the point in America where we are all living under the same set of rules, then we are going to have a government of the powerful, and the rest of us are just going to be serfs. And I don't know about you, Keith. I do not want to hand that kind of country off to my grandchildren.
No, definitely not. And I have no interest in being a servant or a slave to any government. Certainly, it's interesting what you talk about with the equal justice under law being important, no matter what side of the political spectrum you happen to be on. And that is eerily reminiscent of many, many monologues and narratives that I've done on my radio shows, where we're talking about voter fraud. Of course, New Hampshire being a hotbed for this topic. And one of the things that I've said many times is it shouldn't matter to you whether you're a Democrat or Republican. What should matter is that the integrity of our election system be maintained. If we don't have integrity in our election system, if we can't believe that those who are participating in our electoral system are bona fide and have a legal right to be there, if anybody can vote at any time, as many times as they want to, there's no integrity to that system. What's the point of having it?
There is no point in having it. And the scriptures say, Keith, because righteousness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. And I don't know about you, if you stick your head out the window up there in New Hampshire, Keith, there's a lot of people that are really mad about a lot of different things. And I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that they think they are not being treated equally. And that's why, you mentioned the immigration, the voter fraud. How can we live in a country like that? And where do we start in demanding equal justice for everyone? That's what the left is always fighting on the 14th Amendment, Keith, right? The 14th Amendment, what's it say? Equal protections under the law. So here's what we're going to do, Keith. We're going to go back to Chappaqua on July 6th, and we're going to hold another rally there. And Keith, we are going to go demand that the Newcastle police, that's the county or the borough, wherever Chappaqua is, we're going to demand that they arrest Hillary Clinton for her felonies. Keith, those felonies took place at 15 Old House Lane in Chappaqua, New York. That's where her illegal server was. That's where the bleach bidding took place. It all happened right there. And I said to the police the last time we were there, can only the FBI arrest felonies? Are they the only ones that can do it? If there's a felony in Chappaqua, New York, can't the local police arrest her? And that's what we're going to do, Keith. And we're going to keep up the pressure. We're going to let people know that it's not about politics. It's not about anything. It's about restoring the rule of law in America. Folks, whether you're a liberal or a conservative or none of that kind of stuff, we have got to put aside some of these foolish things that we fight over. When we went to Chappaqua last time, Keith, and we're marching in the parade in what is a very, very liberal area, you know what their answer was to everything? We had all the charges. We had them on cardboard. We were showing people what Hillary had done. And their only answer was, Keith, Trump. That was their only answer. Trump. That's all they could say, right? Well, we're saying if Trump did it, lock him up. If Hillary did it, lock her up. What's the heart about this?
It shouldn't matter. No, you're absolutely correct. And that's the equal justice for all. Everybody is equal in the eyes of the law. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, you can read more on his website at CoachDaveLive.com. That's CoachDaveLive.com. Also learn more about the Pass the Salt Ministry. Unfortunately, Coach, we're just about out of time here, so we've got to run. But certainly appreciate the opportunity to bring you to our listeners, and certainly a great opportunity to talk to your listeners as well. Have a blessed day. Enjoy it, and we will talk soon.
God bless you, Keith. Thanks for the opportunity. And I know that there's some closet conservatives up in your area. So praise the Lord. They'll come out and help us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Be well.
Thank you, buddy.
7:37, you are listening to First Look on WNTK and WUVR, 99.7 FM, 98.9 FM, 1490 AM.
Okay, cool. Cool. What do you think? Come on in here. What do you think?
Amen. Amen. Oh. You laid it out.
Laid it out pretty good. And again, that this is really important because that's right up in the area where we're going to go, folks. And if we can get some of those people's, I've said all along that this, well, hang on here. Folks, listen to me. It's all about censorship. I was having a discussion with my brother Joe yesterday. I've been doing a talk radio, this kind of thing, since 2000. I started on some local radio stations here and cut my teeth. I went to a small radio station, cut my teeth, live call-in talk show. And one of the things that disappointed me the most, although it didn't really, I guess disappointed me is not the right word. One of the things that I learned a lesson a hard way, okay? And here's the lesson that I learned the hard way. You ready? Are you sitting down? The censorship inside the church is just as bad as the censorship outside the church. Now, there are gatekeepers everywhere you go. Folks, you know what I'm talking about. If you've had any type of dealing, even with your local church, and you have an issue, you know that if you have too much of an issue, they are eventually going to show you the door. And so when I was on local radio here in Columbus, Ohio, on the Salem station, WRFD, a good solid station that covered the entire state of Ohio, and it seeped into Kentucky and up into Michigan and over into edges of Pennsylvania. It was a big candle. And I was building, are you ready for this? I was building a secular audience on a Christian radio station. But you know who didn't like it? Well, the gatekeepers didn't like it. Say, what do you mean, Coach? The pastors didn't like it. The pastors didn't like it. And because the pastors didn't like it, then they began to bring pressure on the radio station to try to rein me in. Censorship isn't just, it isn't just in the world, boys and girls. It isn't just in the world. And the whole idea of some of the stuff that we talk about here on Coach Dave Live, every morning, controversial stuff. They will not permit it to be spoken on Christian radio. And we wonder why Christians are so stupid. See, just they just want to keep it just, as Mark Trump would say, they don't want to read deep. They don't want any data going deep. They want just to be able to read it linearly. And folks, they want, I'm sorry, they want Christians to be brain dead. They want Christians to be brain dead. When we try to fight back against that kind of stuff, there's gatekeepers everywhere. And isn't it amazing that it's a secular radio station in New Hampshire that allowed us to come on and do what we did this morning? Somebody come on in and help me calm down a bit.
Hey, Coach, the thing is that if you don't fit the agenda, you ain't speaking. And if you're trying to steal sheep from the flock, they're gonna shoot you. They don't want you messing with that flock. That's dollars. Mm. Dialing for dollars, bro.
You know what? It's not stealing the flock. They don't anything that did not generate with them, and I bring things up, and it's like it just gets shut down right away. It's like, nope, we got an agenda and that's it. If you ain't in it, too bad.
It's sad, isn't it? And the result of it has been, I believe, uninformed, misinformed, ignorant body of Christ. Christians who just don't have any idea what's going on. Somebody else come in.
You're not speaking love, Coach. That's the problem.
I am speaking love. I'm speaking truth. Truth is love. I made that point yesterday. I'm not making fun of you, Joseph, right? Hey, folks, listen. God is love, they tell us. And Jesus is the truth. You cannot divide those two things. Anytime you preach the truth, you're preaching love. Folks, you cannot. I can't tell my wife, if I love my wife and she comes in and she buys a dress and we're ready to go out someplace to banquet or something, and she says, honey, how do I look? Well, I got a decision to make, don't I? Do I protect her by love, or do I tell her the truth? Do I say to her in love, sweetheart, I think you could wear something that fits this. I think you could wear something else, sweetie. And when my wife and I, anytime that we go out, I always make a point to say to her how nice she looks, which is me giving her my approval. Not that she needs my approval, but she appreciates that, right? Because why? Love is truth. Now, if you want to talk about tone, folks, tone ain't got nothing to do with love. Yeah, as a football coach, do you have any idea how often I got in Roger Weaver's son's face and grabbed his face mask and loved on him? And it didn't feel like love, but it was a great expression of love to the point where I said, listen, Dylan, if you're going to play, you ain't going to do that. That's love. See, we're so soft, so effeminate, so don't hurt anybody's feelings. That's why you're drawn to this show. You're sick of it. You're sick of the effeminization of the church. You're sick of the fact that God never gets angry, and we're not supposed to get angry, and we're not supposed to be harsh. We're sick of it. That's what I think is what's going on here. Come on in. Come on. I'm not talking about it. Yeah, come on in.
I want to make a statement, and this is not a prediction. This is a statement. I believe this is the word of the Lord. God is going around the system that we have in place, Coach, and we're going to see more people come into the kingdom of God because of justice and righteousness and what we're bringing forth than all the church culture that they can put out there. Coach, amen. God is making a distinction that the church culture that we see isn't the true picture of what the church really is.
Amen.
And this is what's going to come forth. I will say it, Coach. This is what is coming forth.
It has to, brother. It has to. Because the scripture says that when he returns in righteousness, he's going to judge and he's going to make war. Folks, I want you to think about that a little bit. That goes back to what I was asking earlier. Who is God? And in righteousness, he's going to judge and he's going to make war when he comes riding back on that white horse. And why are we soft-soaping it to everybody we come in contact with? Why are we so worried about offending them? Coach, you keep talking like that. They'll never come to Christ. Really? Really? I heard that same thing when I was coaching football. Say, Coach, you can't yell at those boys. They're not going to respond to being yelled at. Really? Tell Coach Norm that. Tell him that. Because why? It shows your passion and your zeal that I love you enough and I love our team enough. You ain't going to act like that and play. That's discipline. That's love. I'm sorry.
It forces everybody to a higher standard. It doesn't let us remain in the compromised state that the church is in. It forces us to be better, higher, more Christ-like. This is what's going to come forth.
Amen, Randy. And I think, again, listen, folks, I preach a manly gospel. Some women like it. Some women don't like it. As I told you one time, that one lady said to me, "You remind me of my ex-husband." Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not for everybody. But I'm looking for a few good men, a few good men who understand what manhood is all about, what righteous manhood is all about, and how we're supposed to respond and how we're supposed to act. And it's happened to us because our pulpits have so, I want to almost use the word I shouldn't, they have so sissified us, so sissified men. I'm so sick and tired of sissified men standing in the pulpit, not fighting back while the very essence of our faith is being ripped out from. Folks, we don't even have marriage in America anymore. Marriage. We got cross-dressers reading to kids in libraries. We got people, I'm sitting down, they're murdering babies. And we want to be nice? I'm going to tell you something. When the Lord comes back, he ain't going to be nice. Jared, Revelation 18. My brother Joe gave this to me yesterday. Somebody go ahead and say something if you want to. Come on in. This is something, man. Listen, I don't want to get into deep theology on Revelation 18. I don't want to get in there and talk about who the beasts are, and I don't want to do that. Okay, that's not what I want to do. But I got to read this to you. My brother. Some of you saw him on here yesterday. My mouse froze up here. Come on, mouse. There we go. I got to get down. Jared's got Revelation 18. I want you to listen to this. I don't know who Babylon is. I don't know who Mystery Babylon is. But I want you to stop and I want you to think about this as we read through this verse. You tell me if you don't see America somewhere in the midst of these things, okay? Revelation 18, it's up on the screen. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. Let me stop right there. Remember this, my friends. The scripture tells us that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear for the things that are coming upon the earth. Men's hearts are going to fail them for fear, not for love. Stuff coming upon the earth is going to be so dastardly and deadly that men's hearts are going to fail them. And if we won't fight now, we're not going to be able to fight then. Stay with me. So this angel comes down and he cried mightily with a strong, so loud voice. Is that what it says? In other words, this angel shows up and he's Coach Dave yelling, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen and has become the habitation of devils. Do me a favor. As we read this and you're thinking about Babylon, put America in there. Great Christian, once Christian America, okay? So let me start again. And he cried mightily with a strong voice saying, America the Great is fallen. And America has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of America and her fornication. And the kings of the earth, Psalm 2, have committed fornication with America. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of the things that America brings to the table. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Now, what does that mean, come out of her? It means come out of the world. America, church, come out of the world. And I heard another voice saying, come out of her, my people, that you don't be partakers of her sins. And that you receive not of her plagues, for America's sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her sins. Reward America even as she has rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, America, in the cup which she hath filled to her double. America's brought in all this stuff, we're overflowing with evil. How much she hath glorified herself, America. God bless America, one nation under God. Pride. How much has America glorified herself and lived deliciously? Wow. So much torment and sorrow give her. for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen. I'm not a widow. I don't have any sorrows. That's America, right? Therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death, mourning, famine. And she shall be, America shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Time out a minute. I'm not saying America is Mystery Babylon. Boy, there's some comparisons here, aren't there? Therefore shall her plague. See, she sees no sorrow. Wait a minute. Where am I, Jared? And the kings of the earth. Okay, thank you, buddy. Verse 9. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her. They're going to turn against America and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning. And standing afar off, the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great America, the mighty nation, in 1 hour judgment has come. And all the merchants of the earth shall weep, mourn over her. Why? Because we got all the money. For no man can buy anything from America anymore. And the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and all the pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all thy manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood, all that stuff and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from America. For thou shalt find them no more at all. And the merchant of these things, which were made rich by her, they're going to stand afar off. They're going to see what's happening to America, and they're going to say, oh my God, and they're going to be weeping and wailing over what's happening to America. Your grandkids might be living in this and saying, alas, alas, oh, America, that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, in 1 hour, so great riches have come to nothing. And every shipmaster, all the company and ships and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, they just stood off and they could not believe what they were seeing. And they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like this great city? Folks, what is going to happen to the world if America crumbles? They're going to be standing far off and say, where's another city like this? Where's another country like America? And they cast dust on their heads. And they cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great nation wherein we were all made rich. Everybody was rich because of America. All that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, though, heaven, thou heaven. And ye holy apostles and prophets, look at this, folks. Don't miss this. Rejoice, for God hath avenged you on her. All the prophets, all the apostles who've been warning and warning, God says, take some heart, baby, because God's going to avenge you. God's going to prove you right in the end. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great nation be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of the harpers and the musicians and of the pipers and of the trumpeters shall be heard no more. Ain't going to be no more dancing in no churches. Ain't going to be no tight jean to sissy praise and worship leaders. There shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. The sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. Millstone meaning grinding and making it. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and by thy sorceries were all nations destroyed. And in America was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Wow, huh? Wow. So I think we have a choice. We have a choice to either succumb to this or to do all that we can to hold it back. We are either going to stand up and fight for the future of our children and grandchildren, or we're going to sentence them to this. And I don't take any great joy in saying, ah, see, I told you so. I warned you. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to see these things come upon the earth. But my friends, this is not the message of the American church. Is America the great mystery Babylon? Boy, I don't know. Boy, we sure do. If I was a casting director, that'd be a good place to start. Would it be Iran or Iraq? Are they the jewel of the world? Be Australia? Would it be Canada? You figure it out. Help me wrap this up. Got a couple, 3 minutes left. Come on in here.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
It's the churches restrict the word of God. They do not give a balance overall what people can do with it for a calling. They were narrow. They claim to be narrow-minded, in my view, but they are crooked.
Yes, it comes back to the John 10, right?
Yeah.
The thief cometh not but to kill and to steal and to destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We have been, you talk about high crimes and misdemeanors. We have been betrayed by our pulpits. America has been betrayed by our pulpits. Somebody else, come on in.
Hey, Coach.
Vic.
Just real quick, this is just a view of our future, depending on what choice we make.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we know this is coming, right, Vic? We know this is coming, but can we hold it back? Can we push it back? That's my question. Joe, come on in, Joe.
Yeah, it's coming. No doubt about it. And I think we need to round out the message as far as, you know, truth and all the rest of that kind of stuff, but we got to look at the inside of the game per se, okay, and what people are going to have to deal with eternally. And so yeah, you're right about Babylon and America.
So if Hillary Clinton sends her hip mob after me, I don't have to go through that mess, do I?
That's
and
true.
I don't have a death wish.
That's
I don't have to go through that mess.
Agreed.
I'm going to fight and fight and fight for those four little Dobbenmeyer boys and my little Reese, who's still asleep right over here. One, two, four little Dobbenmeyer boys and Reese and Mason and all those little. I don't want them going through this. I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. That's what drives me. That's what every morning when I get up, and I've told you this a number of times, every time when I turn on my phone, behind the scenes, my grandbabies. Every time, because when I get up, I understand that their future depends on me. Their future depends on what their grandpa does right here and right now. And what a waste of life to sit back, watch all this happen, comfortably sit in Zion and pray for the rapture so it doesn't hit us, doesn't hurt us. We're not the ones that have to deal with it. And there is calamity coming, brothers. There are things coming upon the earth that are going to be so unbelievable that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear. And I want to do all I can to help that restrain you, whoever that would be, that Holy Spirit, continue to lift up the name of Christ and allow that restrainer to continue to restrain not on my watch, not on the heads of my grandchildren. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.